Herbicides are essential in modern agriculture to prevent crop losses due to competition with weeds. Without their use, crop yields would be about 20 or 30% lower than they are today. However, many herbicides are associated with health problems and environmental damage and are also expensive. Globally, farmers spend an astonishing $14.2 billion every year on herbicides. There's also a problem with herbicide-resistant weeds becoming more common, so designing new and better herbicides is really important. In this practical, you're going to investigate the mode of action of a new herbicide by evaluating its impact on the photosynthetic electron transport chain. So you met the electron transport chain in the lectures. Remember that there are two photosystems, the cytochrome B6F complex and the mobile carriers plastoquinone and plasticyanin. Light induces charge separation of the chlorophylls at the reaction centre of photosystem 2, and then those electrons are passed to the internal carriers pheophytin and QA, and they're then passed to QB, which dissociates as plastoquinone. The electrons are then transferred to the B6F complex, and then to plasticyanin, and then to photosystem 1. At photosystem 1, again, there's a charge separation, and then those electrons are passed eventually to ferredoxin and ultimately to NADPH. The electrons at photosystem 2 are replaced through the lysis of water, and that's where photosynthesis generates oxygen. To investigate this electron transport chain in the practical, you're first of all going to isolate some chloroplasts from the humble lettuce. You'll grind out the lettuce tissue in a sucrose buffer to break down the cell walls and membranes. This buffer is isotonic. It contains a high concentration of sucrose so that the osmotic potential of the buffer matches that of the chloroplasts to prevent them bursting. It's also a cold buffer, so it will prevent extracted proteases from degrading the sample. The debris is then filtered, and then the extract will be centrifuged to sediment the chloroplasts. We'll then resuspend those chloroplasts again in that isotonic sucrose buffer. Then we'll have to determine how many chloroplasts are present, and then to do that we'll use the amount of chlorophyll that's present as a proxy. Remember that chlorophyll is attached to transmembrane proteins, so to extract the chlorophyll, we're going to use an organic solvent to solubilize those membranes and extract chlorophyll. As chlorophyll is directly absorbent, we can measure the chlorophyll content with a spectrophotometer in the same way that you've done in previous practicals. To measure the photosynthetic activity of the chloroplasts, we're going to use an oxygen electrode to measure the amount of evolved oxygen. There's a separate video to explain how that oxygen electrode works, which you should also watch before the practical. In the electrode chamber, we won't use an isotonic buffer. Instead, when the chloroplasts are added to the electrode chamber, they will burst, which will release fragments of the thylakoid membrane. This means that any chemicals that we add to the chamber will be in direct contact with the components of the electron transport chain, and we can directly test their activity. However, the fact that the chloroplasts have burst means that the terminal electron acceptor, which would usually be NADP+, won't be there. It will have diffused away from the membrane. That means that there will be nowhere for the electrons to go, and there won't be any photosynthetic activity at all. There will be no oxygen evolution because the electron transport chain has been broken. In order to restore the activity, we're going to use artificial electron acceptors. We're going to use two different acceptors. We're going to use ferricyanide and phenylquinone. Ferricyanide accepts electrons primarily from photosystem 1, while phenylquinone accepts electrons only from photosystem 2. If we use ferricyanide, then the electrons will flow most of the way through the electron transport chain and will go to the ferricyanide rather than ferredoxin and NADPH at the end. However, if we use phenylquinone, the electrons will be captured at photosystem 2 and won't be passed on to the B6F complex, so we'll have isolated photosystem 2 activity. By using these two different conditions, we've therefore got a tool to dissect the electron transport chain. So what we're going to do is to compare what the effect of the herbicide is under the two different conditions to work out where it acts within the electron transport chain.